Tanya for the 26th day of Adar, Chav Vav Adar Aleph, is on page 425. It's in Pesach Lamed Beis, chapter 32 of Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that Avas Yisrael, true Avas Yisrael, comes as a result of a person appreciating his Yiddishkeit more than himself, more than his individuality, and therefore he can relate to another Jew as a fellow Jew, as another part of this large body that is made up of all Jewish souls, of all neshamas together, rather than feeling separated by the body and therefore having only the love that exists between strangers, a love that is acquired. Whereas when he feels the brotherhood of the neshama, that all souls are really one, then he can love his fellow Jew, kamecha, with an essential love, a love of self extended to others. And therefore, he can also love every Jew, from the biggest to the smallest, without distinction. Umashikos of Begimoze, and that which it says in the Gemara, Shemishoze Yebechavede Shechoto, that if one sees his friend sinning, mitzvah lesanese, then it is a mitzvah to hate him. The Gamle Maladabishi Sanehu, and also to tell his teacher so that he too will hate him. So how does this fit with what we're saying before, that true Avas Yisrael applies to all Jews equally without distinction? And here we're told that if you see your friend sinning, you have to hate him. It's a mitzvah to hate him. So the Rebbe explains that that statement in the Gemara has a very limited application. First of all, Hainu b'chaveve b'teira mitzvahs. It applies only to one's equal in teira and in mitzvahs. It says, if he sees his friend sinning. It doesn't say if he sees a Jew sinning, or if he sees a person sinning. It says if he sees his friend. A friend means his colleague, his equal, in Torah and in Yiddishkeit. And then he has already fulfilled his obligation of rebuking his friend, of chastising him, and in trying to get him to stop sinning. And here also, es amisecha hecheyach techiach, the rebuke applies to amisecha, which means friend, but the particular word amisecha, broken into two words, means im sheitcha. Im sheitcha b'teiro b'mitzvus. One who is with you, who is on your level in teiro and in mitzvus. And yet he hasn't done tshuva from his sin. He doesn't desist from his sin. So the statement in the Gemara that you're supposed to hate your friend who is sinning is limited to, number one, your friend, your equal in Torah and mitzvahs, and number two, after you've already fulfilled the obligation of rebuking him, which is 100 times or until he hits you. So you've already fulfilled that difficult obligation as well, and still he does not desist from his sin, then the commandment is that you have to hate him. And the reason you have to hate him is because his sin is far greater than the sin of the ignorant. It's a greater guilt, a greater culpability, because he knows better and still he doesn't behave himself. Whereas the person who is not your peer and your equal in Torah and mitzvahs, in other words, he hasn't studied, he doesn't know, his sin is out of ignorance. His sin is therefore considered unintentional one, as we learned earlier, that by the Am HaOdet, even the intentional sin is considered unintentional. And therefore it is not severe, the sin is not severe enough to warrant hatred. Others explain that the reason you're supposed to hate the peer is because if he is not your companion, not your colleague, then his sins won't rub off on you. You know that you're more learned, you're higher, you're better than him, and you won't learn from his sins. But if he's your peer, then his sins might rub off on you. And this, the Rebbe says, is rejected by Chassidus completely. For for a number of reasons. First of all, if you're afraid that you might learn from somebody's mistakes, then you really shouldn't be in contact with anyone, even if he isn't your peer. But spending time with somebody, even if he's not your equal, can put you in the danger of having some of the sinfulness rub off on you. Secondly, if you're afraid of imitating the sinner, then it would be enough to simply stay away from him. Why do you have to hate him? In fact, there is a statement in the Mishnah that you have to avoid befriending a Rasha. You shouldn't be friends with a Rasha. You shouldn't even be neighbors with a Rasha. But it doesn't say to hate the Rasha. And thirdly, what's most important is that according to Hasidus, it isn't acceptable that you should hate another Jew in order to protect yourself. On the contrary, in Chassidus the attitude is that even if you have to harm yourself, you should do that rather than chance the possibility of harming someone else. And here we're saying that you should hate the other person, because if you don't hate him, you might learn from his mistakes. So there's a definite hatred for the other Jew on the possibility that you might learn from him to sin. And if you do learn from him to sin, it's because you can't control your own Yetzirah. That this should be a reason to hate another Jew is completely unacceptable to Hasidus. Therefore, the reason must be that the sin itself warrants that kind of a response for the benefit of the sinner, not for the benefit of the observer. So, two things. First of all, the statement that you have to hate somebody who sins is limited to your equal, to your peer in Torah and Mitzvahs, and even then, only after you've fulfilled the obligation of rebuking him. And as the Alter Rebbe will say later, that even this mitzvah of hating, it's a mitzvah to hate your friend who sins, that mitzvah is not a rejection of the friend, but it's a further involvement with him. It's another obligation in addition to the obligation to love him. So, the Hayim Yoim for the 26th of Adar, Chav Vav Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes, B'shloisha Kli Shoreis, with three instruments, with three tools, Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael, the three tools being the love of God, love of Torah, and love of fellow Jew, Tzrichim Tzidim B'nei Torah, the young Torah scholars need Geshes, Laved B'kerem Hashem Tzvois. With these three tools, the young Torah scholars need to approach the service, the work that needs to be done in the vineyard of God, in God's vineyard. L'karev lev acheihem l'kiyum mitzvos ma'aseis, to bring the hearts of their brothers, of their fellow Jews, to the fulfillment of mitzvahs, u'kviyas itim l'Torah, and influencing them also to set aside time for the study of Torah. Mibli hischashev, without paying attention, imachalas hamafleges, without paying attention to the disease, to the affliction of factions. The fact that Jews are splintered into different groups and titles and factions. V'emes hagomeru, and the ultimate truth is, asher lev Yisrael hum me'ayan moke mayim chayim, that the heart of every Jew is a wellspring, a source of living waters. U'bris kruso la'aveda v'tamula, and there is a covenant that was signed with effort and with struggle, she'einon chizreis reikam, that wherever there's effort and wherever there is struggle, they never return empty. They're never fruitless.